For WKMS News, I'm Liz Treader. The Environmental Protection Agency has agreed to change the label of a controversial herbicide called dicamba. Ohio Valley Resource reporter Nicole Irwin says the new label restricts sales to certified users.
Dicamba has been linked to stunting growth or damaging soybean crops not resistant to the herbicide technology. Monsanto is a major manufacturer of dicamba, and the company asked the EPA to change its Xtendimax vapor grip label to restricted use only. Vice President of Global Strategy Scott Partridge says this comes after 1,200 self-reported Monsanto soybean growers called the company for help.
When we looked at the off-target movement and we looked at the lack of buffer zones, contaminated tanks, wrong nozzles and wrong boom height, what we realized very quickly was that all of those factors are solved by better training and better education.
Partridge says now only certified applicators can use the herbicide and that state departments of agriculture will be tasked with training. In an earlier report by the resource, soybean farmers in the region reported more than 50,000 acres of misuse. One report alleged temperature inversions as the cause for drift, which often occurs overnight. The new label now restricts spraying to between dawn and dusk. Partridge says due to high demand, Monsanto expects to double the sale of the product during the 2018 harvest. I'm Nicole Irwin in Murray, Kentucky.